This is Report to Wyoming.
This is Colby Fedor, and for this episode of Report to Wyoming, I'm going to share a little bit of the city of Casper's council work session on March 11th. Of course, the meeting was over 2 hours long, so we're going to jump into the council discussing potential support for the Douglas Rail Trail study. So that study is looking at the feasibility of stretching the Great American Rail Trail through portions of Converse and Natrona counties. The proposed trail would link Douglas, Glen Rock, and Casper. The project scope, as envisioned by the City of Douglas, includes seeking assistance to identify stakeholders, evaluate potential trail alignments, and develop a comprehensive plan for the design, construction, management, and maintenance of the trail. Right now, the support does not require any financial obligations.
Probably 6 months trying to get it kind of kick-started and get a master plan for the Great American Rail Trail as it affects Natrona and Converse counties. It's a pretty cool project, and I know the first thing that JD had, I'll invite him up here, but he had shared with us a video that it's only 3 minutes long, but to me it was a really powerful video that shows the progress of the Great American Rail Trail project and where it's at in the U.S. So if here we have it queued up. So yeah, JD, we're going to show the video, and then I'd invite you to come forward and present. So.
Imagine what's possible with a trail that connects the country. Picture pedaling across the entire country on a safe, seamless, and scenic pathway, taking in all the country has to offer from the most personal vantage point, the trail. A trail that will connect our own backyards to the next town, the next county, the next state, and all the way across the country. This is the Great American Rail Trail.
May 10th, 1869 was an important day in American history. On that day that the Golden Spike was driven and the Transcontinental Railroad was completed. The rail banking statute was essential to the creation of RTC, and its purpose was to preserve these priceless rail corridors, but in the interim, they could be used as trail. The Great American Rail Trail had been a vision of our founder. David dreamed of a trail that would connect the country just as the railroads had a century earlier. We began to see that this trail could be a tremendous gift to the nation.
Peter Harnick was one of the co-founders of Rails to Trails Conservancy. I noticed the map in Peter Harnick's office, a blue pen for a project, a red pen for a finished trail. And one day I said, well, look at that, Peter, it's lining up. We knew the potential for a cross-country trail.
Washington, D.C. was always earmarked as the eastern terminus, being our nation's capital and being home to an excellent trail network. Before we committed to bringing this vision to life, we wanted to be certain it was viable. In 2016, we began scouting potential routes through Wyoming and Montana, and we found that there was a lot of enthusiasm and momentum within the trails communities there. This prompted us to conduct an 18-month route assessment study, which helped us identify the current preferred route that we're now excited to share with the world. This route is comprised of over 125 existing trails, which are already open for use.
Partnerships are the lifeblood of this project and our movement. Local trail managers and advocates are on the front lines of creating and maintaining trails along the route. Governors are key to elevating the route through their state, and their agencies lead on implementation. We can't do this alone, and we're fortunate to already be working with valued partners, and we're beginning to make headway in terms of policies and programs that will push the Great American forward.
The Great American Rail Trail is a gift to the nation. It connects this country in a way that we really haven't experienced before. We expect this to deliver a multiplier effect, not just for those who are using the Great American Rail Trail, but all those who get involved and are inspired to take this backbone across the country, but create more networks and spines. I hope that in the short term, people just get out there and use it. There are many, many miles of trail that are open. They're ready for people.
Thank you. Thanks for having that queued up. Yeah, JD. Yeah, right here at the podium is the easy ones.
Well, thank you all very much for having me here today. I've got a couple things for you. So again, JD Cox, I'm the city manager in Douglas. It's so nice to be able to be in front of you today. Hand out the cards to everybody. And then go ahead and hand this out to you. So I'd like to keep one. So I always like to start with my why. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? I see this as two different things that are a great benefit, could potentially be great benefit to us. One is just a fun thing to do for people, but then also the economic, potential economic benefits of it too. So if you look at this sheet here, the kind of this back page that shows a map of Wyoming, one of the things they didn't talk about on the video is that this Rails to Trails has built out pretty much across the country from Washington to Washington, except for Wyoming and Montana. Big stretches in Wyoming and Montana. In Wyoming, as they said, they've done a preliminary look at Wyoming, and there are kind of two areas that they are very interested in right now. One of those areas is our area. The other one is up by Powell. But the area that is here is from Douglas to Casper. You all, as you can see on one of the maps, I know you all know, you've got some trails built out here. We have some in Douglas. There are some in Glen Rock as well. So the idea is that we connect the trails between all three of the communities, and we complete a part of the stretch of the Great American Rails to Trails. We have quite a bit of work to be done. So as you can see on this map, there's big squares that have empty spaces in them. So what we are hoping to do is do a feasibility study to help to connect the dots, so to speak. And so the feasibility study would be accomplished with working with the national program, the American Rails to Trails, that is also in DC. Kevin Bell is the director. We've been working quite a bit. We are together, and we are going to be applying for a grant through the rural and tribal assistance pilot program is what it's called. So we'll be hitting the send button next Thursday on that, and we're hopeful that it will get funded. It'll be a $250,000 grant that would study the feasibility from Douglas all the way to Casper. So it would be, by the way, I just love how Carter invites me to a meeting and then bails on me. That's just classic. But no, Tom has been great to work with. He and I have been working on this project as well. Some of city staff has been involved with this a little bit, as Casper city staff has been involved with this. We appreciate that very much as well. I don't really have a lot of answers. We pretty much rely upon the national program for this. They couldn't be here today. They have identified a person that is over, it's going to be like a regional person that will be over the Montana and Wyoming stretches of this project moving forward. It's a lady out of Montana. So I expect she's going to attend. We're going to be doing a similar presentation next week. At our next Douglas City Council meeting, I think she's going to be able to attend that. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to, Carter's invitation and Tom's, I wanted to present to you what we're working on. Hopefully you're on board. If any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Other questions for JD?
Yeah, Pat.
So JD, good to see you again. Thanks for your help with the MRG.
Absolutely.
I think that was last year, the year before, but
Douglas. Yeah, with the airport.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your help and all of that. So do you believe this can tie into our already existing trail system? The belief is trying to hook our current trail system up down to Edna's Kimball Wilkins. And so is that part of the design?
Mayor, Councilor, yeah, that's part of the design and part of this, and I just greatly appreciate JD's leadership in this, is collaboration with Douglas, Converse County, Glen Rock, Evansville, Natrona County, Casper, Mills, and absolutely making connectivity that is all the way from Douglas all the way through Casper. So if somebody chose to get on their would be a fairly long walk. You could break it up into a couple of days, but if somebody chose to get on their bike, that it would be fairly easy, and then to utilize all those trail assets and then again promote those and prompt those as a way for people, kind of like the Mickelson Trail in South Dakota, maybe not quite as scenic and beautiful, but the same concept.
Others? Anything for Tom or Kyle and then Michael, sorry.
Thanks, Mayor. Sorry, my computer's playing catch up, so I'm not able to refer to past notes yet, but I thought I remembered us discussing, maybe it's been a year or two ago at this point, there was the concept of, you know, how you would get over to Ednis Kimball, whether you would do an underpass or an overpass, and didn't we get some information, I don't know if it was from the Trails Trust or who, but can anybody provide some context in regards to what that discussion entailed and how that would play into this? I don't remember if we got grant funding for that, if it was just kind of conceptual at that point. It's been a while. So,
Mayor, Councilor, as I recall, and maybe some other staff maybe remembers more than I know, but there was an underpass that we ended up using for that over to that. But that's a perfect example. That's a terminus, I would call it, you know, for us. That's kind of our eastern terminus where this would start and go then extend on to Glen Rock would be from EKW. It's also important because where the intent of this is to follow the rail corridor, there's some areas in that rail corridor where the ranchers or the property owners are not going to want it. And so part of this $250,000 study is to look at where should that be aligned, you know, because there's areas where it's probably going to be aligned closer to Whiteout roadway than it is the rail corridor because somebody doesn't want somebody bisecting their private property with this trail. So yeah, at EKW, that's an underpass that was utilized. And again, that's part of this connectivity of this plan.
Tom, may I piggyback on that?
You bet.
So I can't speak to the Casper connections. I'll leave that to you all. But as far as like when we get out into the both counties, and this is a little bit anecdotal, but it still, I think, kind of lends itself to further development of this as we get into the feasibility study. I think the more publicity that we get on this, I think the better. We had and again, this is anecdotal and I realize it, but we have had a property owner that is somewhat just a little bit east of Glen Rock, had heard about us doing this project, reached out to the city to say, hey, we'd like to be a part of it. So that's pretty awesome getting that kind of positive spin versus not on my property kind of thing. So
I also want to try to get an answer for Kyle. Do you have an update on that?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Come on up.
Thanks, Alex.
Mayor, Councilor, you had a question about the EKW status. Currently, the Platte River Trails Trust is working on a design for that, an at-grade design, crossing at the entryway at EKW. They've also looked at, as you mentioned, underpasses there. There is a current underpass there that I think it's a drainage that goes through there. It does not look like it's going to be compliant in any way, structurally and ADA, but they are looking at both a new type of underpass in the design as well as an at-grade crossing.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you coming up. Other questions, Michael?
Thanks, Mayor. JD, thanks for being here. It's pretty nice to have you with us. Yeah, I'm unable to get to Tom's memo that I think has more information because my hand's acting up. But did you mention, or was there maybe even something on the video that I just missed too? But on the from the rails, the Great American Rail Trail project itself, providing grant funding for this connection of municipality and their existing trails to the bigger trail system, or
so it is a national program. They do have some funding available, but it's very limited. Their funding, as I understand, doesn't usually go toward construction. It goes toward the support of like matching grant or to help apply for grants. Okay. So this one that we're applying for is the Rural and Tribal Assistance Pilot Program.
Okay.
And so it's separate and outside of that. But perhaps there are other, once we get that in place, what Kevin Bell explains to me is that then there are also other opportunities for construction grants as well.
Okay, thank you.
So I would suppose in this case, because we have the counties, but then we also have the cities, we're probably looking at some sort of
partnership on developing that.
Sure. Thank you.
If you're willing.
Pat.
Thank you, Mayor. So at this point, is there a financial ask? When I read the memo, I didn't see one.
Mayor, Councillor, there is no financial ask at this point in time. So it's just, you know, seeking direction from council. Are we willing to be a partner in helping out more with staff time to help out with the master planning? Ultimately, they'll do an RFP and retain a consultant, I assume, and proceed with them to do the routing and then the cost estimate for the pathway. So there's no financial request from the city at all.
Anything else before we move forward?
Okay, so it sounds like you guys need just a thumbs up to kind of do the process of research and looking at, I guess, some of the process within that. So is council amenable to that? Do we want to try to be behind something? No front, no cost up front, so.
Okay. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, JD. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here's some spares.
Mayor, before.
Yes. JD, yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Are you in Douglas, are you considering passing a resolution?
So we're not doing that at this point. Staff is just moving forward with this. With everyone's just in consent because we're just applying for a grant right now, and the grants there's not even a place to submit letters of support. But it's nice to have the support as we move forward. But we'll probably come back as we move forward and have follow up like that. Resolutions.
Thank you. Thanks, Judy. Safe travels back.
Well, thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to Sprint Turf program grant application. Tom.
Mayor, councilors, I'll have Ms. Lopez come up and give a little more detail, but basically this is a grant opportunity through one of the synthetic turf companies where they offer a $500,000 grant. The nice part about this is we'd utilize other funding sources that we already have available as the match for that grant. So it's an opportunity to get hopefully, you know, $500,000 worth of synthetic turf installed, and we utilize other funding resources to leverage against this grant. So with that, I would invite Ms. Lopez up to provide us a little more detail on the Sprint Turf grant.
Mayor, councilors, good evening. So I'm actually going to let Nick Whips, our recreation manager, sort of take the lead on this. Of course, myself, Nick, and Paul Zawada, our athletic supervisor, are at your disposal to answer any questions that you might have. But I'll let Nick kind of summarize the intention.
Yeah, we received the memo, and just a quick overview. The Sprint Turf Leap program is designated specifically to organizations like schools and municipalities that are serving youth in a capacity for improvements for athletic endeavors. And Paul, he works with the Sprint Turf folks, and they reached out and said, we know what you're doing at the North Casper Improvement Project, and we have this grant opportunity. We think that it would behoove you to at least go through the process and apply. So as we did that, we are now bringing it up for your review and your thumbs up for us to actually apply for this grant, which we think will align pretty seamlessly with everything that we are doing with the North Casper project and all of the improvements that are being made there.
Questions for Nick or Zulima, Paul? Yeah, Pat.
Thank you, Mayor. So is this in regards in your mind, or so that we can compete as far as the high school softball fields?
I think that's part of it. So with the LEAP grant, if we were to receive the $500,000, it would go, and we've been in talks about this specifically to the Field of Dreams complex and the infields that are within the Field of Dreams complex. With flexible field space, it allows for certain things like being able to host multiple type of sporting events. So softball, for instance, with softball, you can, with the synthetic turf, you can adjust base paths and distances and things like that, where we could host and be able to have practices and games at the Field of Dreams complex that would accommodate multiple ages through just being able to be flexible through that. If we were to receive the grant, then ideally we're having more accessible space for all of our user groups, more flexible space for all of our user groups, and then hopefully with synthetic turf that also would bring in more tournaments and things like that, where people turn those fields over more. You can use it earlier in the year and later in the year. It's not as susceptible to weather patterns and things like that. And then overall, it'd be a win for us if we were to receive the grant.
You get Matt first, I'll get you, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. So just out of my own information, because it seems like every time, you know, this is all new to me. We're always discussing some type of new grant. Can you just kind of expand on this? I see that this match would come from this WORG grant. What's the scope of that grant? I mean, because if the city can use the matching, you know, money for that, I mean, does it bring in all, you know, anything recreational within the city, or how does that grant work if we can use that for to fund other projects?
Mayor, councilors, I'm gonna take the lead on this one, and we'll let Nick and Paul interject. But I did write the application for the Wyoming Outdoor Recreation Grant, which is the WORG program that you're referring to. And so that grant we applied for last January, so it's been a little over a year. We were awarded that November or December of 2024. And now we're in the process of selecting a consultant to help us design that project out. $2.8 million grant with a pretty minimal match for, I think, about a $3.2 million project altogether for a variety of improvements within the North Casper complex. And so we identified within that grant that we needed to replace fencing, we needed to replace dugouts, we needed to replace safety netting throughout the complex, new backstops in the Field of Dreams, replacing infield material within the Field of Dreams was a part of that project proposal. This would allow us, rather than replacing that infield material with actual dirt, we would come in with synthetic, which would serve our community and our users a little bit better, we believe. So it absolutely aligns with the original intention of improving that North Casper Athletic Complex through these work funds, but it just adds an additional funding mechanism to make enhancements that we didn't think we would have been able to afford otherwise. And the nice thing is, because this is a private grant through Sprint Turf, the Wyoming Outdoor Rec Grant can be used as match and vice versa. So no city funds would have to be expended for the purpose of this project if we were to get this grant.
Sure, okay, thanks. And then just one quick question again. So then with this WORG grant, is this something that we apply for, that the city applies for every year? Or is this like, do they have it every year, or how does that, the frequency of that grant?
So actually, it was a unique opportunity for us to apply for a grant through the Wyoming Outdoor Wyoming Office of Outdoor Recreation. These funds were originally rooted in ARPA. They were American Rescue Plan funds that were given to the state of Wyoming and then distributed through this one-time grant program. One of the other interesting components of the Wyoming Outdoor Rec Grant Program was that it was very limited in the areas that qualified to apply. There were identified qualified census tracts throughout the state of Wyoming, and North Casper happened to be one of those small areas that could qualify for the grant. So we were actually the recipient of three different grants through this program, totaling about $9 million for three different projects in the North Casper area within that qualified census tract.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Zulima, for all that context. I remember... I've cited that Oil City News article multiple times that we got awarded that contract, so pretty exciting stuff. I didn't see anything in the memo in regards to cost savings, though. Do you have an idea, moving to the artificial turf, what we might be able to expect in the way of cost savings from irrigation and kind of maintenance standpoint?
Yeah.
Mayor, councilors. We could save cost on seasonal staff, full-time staff, not prepping the fields, or we can turn them over faster. So we're not spending more time on rainouts, early season prep, bringing in more infield material, laser grading the whole process. I don't have the hard facts on it, but it's definitely could be a good cost savings and bringing in more outside events and using it more for to spread the wealth at that facility where it could be underutilized at some times of the year.
Thank you. The questions?
Thank you, Mayor. So I know this is a ridiculous question, but when they change turf on, say, NC football field, because I think they were asking people to come get loads of that stuff. But I mean, is there a way to repurpose? That's probably a totally different kind of turf, but I just wondered, because I'm sure Kelly Walsh is coming up, you know, for the big soccer complex. Because I don't know what the life of those football fields or soccer fields are, but.
Lima, I might be able to help you there a little bit. Mayor, councilors, and my, excuse me, in my previous job, I designed about 8 synthetic turf football fields throughout the state, several of them in Casper. And it's a sand and rubber ballasted turf. So you have this turf with really long threads, almost like carpet, and then you infill it with rubber and sand. And so it's a great product because on that surface, that section doesn't freeze. It's very free draining and it doesn't freeze. And it's like in the middle of the winter, you'll drive by Kelly Walsh and there'll be kids out there playing soccer because it's not like regular turf where that moisture's right at the surface and it freezes. And that turf has a warranty life of most of the time 8 years. I think the Kelly Walsh turf, and they replaced it not that long ago. It lasted 10 years, I believe. And again, usually when they get rid of it, there's not a whole lot of use. And the life of the turf, really a lot of it depends upon maintenance because that sand and rubber infill needs to be fluffed up, if you will, and added to. Like at the penalty kick on soccer. That's an area where they just manually need to go out there with a bucket and a rake periodically because kids will just sit there and do, you know, 100 penalty kicks in a row and kick that infill out of the turf. And so it's, when it's through though, it's polyethylene fibers and, you know, a nylon backing. And so there's not much use for it. I know there's a microbrewery here in town that my wife likes that has some old turf from NCHS that's placed down in their yard. And I know different people have taken chunks of it for different purposes, but yeah, it's at the end of its useful life, it doesn't have a lot there. But the thing I love about synthetic turf, especially in Wyoming, is how it spreads out our season. From whether it's baseball, football, soccer, whatever sport, it spreads out the season because it doesn't turn into a rock like all the regular turf. And then the other benefit is we are in High Plains Desert, and the idea that we don't have to irrigate that turf, and it's very resilient and playable all the time without having to pour a bunch of our water onto it. Hope that answers your question.
The answer is no.
That would have been a lot simpler.
Pat, you probably appreciated the explanation.
Yeah, I did.
You brought the 20 seconds in, you all get the note. Kyle.
Thanks, Mayor. So I apologize. I might have asked this back when we applied for the original Wyoming Outdoor Rec grants, but kind of back to the point of cost savings, knowing that the lifespan is about 8 years. Have we done a formal analysis in regards to, again, like the maintenance costs? My guess is we'll have to replace this here in the next decade. And so is that going to be a similar cost? Are we, you know, this is a one-time grant. So are we going to need, I guess, what does that look like a decade from now? What do we see?
That is all the time we have for this segment. But if you'd like to watch the entire work session, the city of Casper puts their meetings on YouTube. So just go to YouTube and you can search City of Casper. They have their own page and there you can find all their meetings.
This has been Report to Wyoming, presented in the public interest by Town Square Media.